Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, anyway, Jill is here. She's the host of Jill on Money from 4 until 6 every Saturday afternoon. Also, a replay on Sunday. But you can get her anytime if you just can't wait, and you probably can't. JillOnMoney.com. So, okay, like, for example, the New York Times, rent or buy, which is the best option for you? That's one of the little links that you have up there.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's talk about the holidays, because we are getting close to Black Friday and the big sales and all that. You say that we're at a point, though, where is e-commerce then going to surpass what you're going to see at the mall? I mean, what's going to happen?
I think eventually, because if you look at the growth of brick-and-mortar shopping, it's way slower than online. But that said, if you look at, let's just do round numbers. Let's say that there's $600 billion spent around the holidays, November and December.
Wow.
$100 billion will be the digital version of that.
So
we got time to catch up, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's something funny, though. You notice that all the sales have basically been announced already?
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I noticed that.
Yes.
And so now I'm thinking, well, what is Black Friday? What's the whole point? And then it came to me like a flash this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What?
And I realized it's actually a sporting event. It's like a live event. It's like a concert or a sporting event that people want to participate in this day. And that's why they go out. Because if you think of it that way, because obviously it's not just about money. It used to be. But it's not just about money and deals. It's like the excitement of being part of the frenzied moment called Black Friday or shopping on the weekend. There are some good deals to be found. But, man, you got to do your homework, because really the whole point of this weekend is retailers pull you into the store or get you shopping online in your PJs, and they want you to go look for the three items that are really deeply discounted.
Right.
Then you're thwarted, and you're like, darn it, well, what else can I get while I'm here? And then you buy something for a higher price, or you just help them clear out their old inventory.
So there's some upsell involved here.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's retail.
Well, Joey was at the mall this weekend. In fact, I went last night to have dinner, and I'm kind of the lots were full. So obviously,
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good holiday season. I talked to a bunch of retail analysts. Look, they are very clearly in the camp of it's going to be better because the economy is doing just fine. It's not awesome.
No.
It's doing fine, and people have been getting jobs. The unemployment rate is the lowest level in 16 years. So all those things help argue for a good holiday season. That said, a good holiday season could be good for us. Like, we spend money, but the retailers themselves, we don't know whether they're really going to have a great season. It depends on how they came into it. But keep an eye on Toys R Us. Remember, they filed for bankruptcy in September?
Yeah.
They need a really good holiday season to get through.
You know, speaking of being at the mall yesterday, there's a Babies R Us right across the street from West Farms. And one of the lights had burned out, so it was Babes R Us. And I'm wondering if you're retargeting.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting thing. There is that for them.
Yeah, there is that. So maybe they're going for an older audience, Babes R Us. I mean, I haven't. Hey, by the way, you do have, if you go to JillOnMoney.com, scroll down on the latest blog entry, you have a couple of digital things, apps you can download.
Oh, yeah, I got stuff to go. Listen, you got things to do. You got to get, if you're going to go out on the holiday season, man, go and get some stuff. Snip, Snap, Shop, Kick, and Flip. Those are your three, okay?
Yeah, talking coupons, gift cards, things like that, right?
You got it, man.
Hey, Jill, it's always great. Have a great Thanksgiving, will you?
Hey, I'm so thankful for you and the great listeners of TIC. Appreciate it so much.
Best. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.